Hello and welcome to LX2 Codependency Coaching. I am Stella. We are recording live on Instagram at Luna underscore X2 underscore LLC. The name of my company is Luna X2, which is interesting. If I've never shared it on here before, my daughter's name, and I have a really good friend who's also named Luna. And it's funny because I met Big Luna after I had Little Luna. But I had two Lunas in my life and I thought that was pretty cool. And Dos Lunas was a tequila. So I think I did talk about that. It's actually a really decent tequila. Okay. So, I've been thinking about this idea like all week, like I do. And, so I was thinking about this idea, and I can't remember, when Legally Blonde came out, but it's a movie about a woman who decides to go to Harvard Law School and, you know, to follow her boyfriend. And so someone was like, oh my God, you're going to law school. And I love Reese Witherspoon because she plays an amazing Elle Woods. Like, she embodies that whole role and is now synonymously known for it. Anyway, during the process, she gets into law school and people are like, oh my God, you're in law school. Cause she's kind of, you know, a ditzy blonde, whatever. And she's like, what? Like it's hard. Classic line. But I think about that often when people challenge their status quo, when people make changes. And so there's two kind of camps. There's the, what, like it's hard camp, or how hard could it be? And then there's like, oh my God, this is so hard and I'm going to do it anyway. And it's normally in response to other people observing you doing this perceivably hard thing. I was listening to Trevor Noah again, because he's great. And he was interviewing and talking with Idris Elba. Idris Elba is an actor from North London. And he was, you know, relatively successful in London or in the UK. And then he came to the States and he talked about people were like, what? It's fine. Like, you could just stay here. And he was like, no, I want to do more. And so he ended up going to, coming to the United States. And so I think about that often. Like, I think about that idea of people who want to change their circumstances or want to do something different. And so I kept thinking about that, like, all week, whatever. And then the other thing that I dreamt about this morning, so again, I'm a nerd, we know this, I like sci-fi things, and I was thinking about how leaving the planet, this planet Earth, to go to space, we have to get through the atmosphere. And so, you know, the rocket takes off, it's a very violent process, and then they push through the atmosphere, and there's all this, like, fire and, you know, turmoil and the whole ship shakes and all the things. And then they make it into the space. They bust through the atmosphere of the planet and then they get into the vastness that is the universe. And I think about that when I have clients who are right on the verge of making a breakthrough. And it is sometimes a metaphorically violent process. It can feel really overwhelming. And I've talked to you guys about that idea of like, you get to this level of discomfort and you feel like you have to make a change. And so anytime there's a big change, there is this kind of really catastrophic, difficult process that comes right before you get out into the vastness of the universe, the vastness of potential, when you can see past your circumstance. And it's curious to me, that process, right? And so, like I said, there's two people, two different kinds of people who are like, what, like it's hard? And then, you know, how hard could it be? But recognizing that it is hard, it is difficult to change our circumstances. It is difficult to work past those things we thought we couldn't do. And, you know, I work with clients often who are like right on the precipice of those big changes. They come in and they say, hey, my, you know, my work dynamic is really challenging, my relationship is really challenging with my mother or my partner or my kids or whatever. Or I just want something different. I want to do more with my life and I don't know how to get there. And I think about that. I think about how challenging it can be sometimes to push ourselves past what we are used to. And there is that, metaphorical, really significant upheaval. And it makes things really uncomfortable. And when we trust ourselves, I've talked about trusting yourself in the past. I've talked about this idea of like once we get in touch and we align ourselves, our head and our heart, then we know we can just take the next step, even if it's uncomfortable, even if we don't know what's going to happen. But sometimes that can feel really violent. That can feel really significantly uncomfortable. And so when I had that dream this morning of going into space, I was like, wow, I can imagine that's what it feels like. But I can also know that for myself, that is how it's felt. Whenever I do something really big and significant, something really big and significant will test me to make sure that that is what I need to do. I was talking to my accountability buddy the other day, and she was talking about how, she hated finals right before the semester would end. And most people do, right? Nobody's like, fuck yeah, finals. But it is a test of all your skills. It is a test of all your knowledge. And for me, it's been a test of my resolve. It has been a test of my faith in myself. And so right before I have done big things will challenge me. We talk about game theory here all the time. And so we're in that final, that final, what is it called? Level. Thank you. Thank you, me. That final level, and sometimes it takes me several attempts to get through to break through to that next one. Water. I think about that with clients often, because, they are tested in really significant ways when they are wanting to make those changes. And like I said, like clients will come in and be like, this relationship with my mother or my sister or my brother is really difficult, and I want to know how to build boundaries so that we can be successful in connecting, but also in having relationships that aren't draining or overwhelming. And they'll come in and they'll be like, I hate my boss. Your boss is an asshole. And so there are parts that I really enjoy about my job, or there are things that I'm really good at, but I struggle with this dynamic between me and my boss. And I'm like, okay, well, let's kind of talk that out. And who do they remind you of? And what parts of yourself are you cutting off to maintain that relationship? I am looking to, go back to school, or I want to travel, or I want to make my life different. My life is boring, or not, it's not fulfilling, it's not what I want it to be. All right, let's plan that. Let's see what that looks like. Let's logistically set out a potential timeline. That said, sometimes when we set up from our human brain, from our ego self, this is all the things that needs to happen. Even the best laid plans are not infallible to circumstance or situation. And so, I again like Contact, one of my favorite movies, Interstellar, really good. All of those space movies where everything is kind of serene and perfect, and then they get this challenge, right? They get this like alien comes on and it starts to eat all the people. Or it changes the circumstance or situation and they have to try to get out of either the planet's atmosphere or try to get back to the planet. Like that's just kind of formulaically how all the movies work, with the exception of Mars. Prometheus, also a really good movie. But there's this challenge that happens that gets in their way of the best laid plans, of the, predictable what is supposed to happen to then shift their perspective. And so when a client says, okay, we talk about the plan, we lay it out, we say, okay, here are the ways for us to do that, and then something happens and it throws us off course. And it challenges our belief and faith in ourselves. It challenges how we interact with that dynamic that we are trying to either get through or create something else. And that is that, you know, kind of violent shaking of everything that we thought we were going to do. And that's where we're like, okay, you know, some of us will fold. Fuck it, I'm not doing that. It's too hard and I don't want to. So there's the third camp, right? There's the other camp of like, what? Like it's hard. My circumstance, my position in people's experience is to remind them, you've been through hard before. You've done really hard things. You have actually surpassed and left the planet on multiple occasions. Let me remind you. Right? And I come into every circumstance as a stranger, obviously. I don't know your story until you tell me. And then I'm like, wow, that's, look at you. You did a thing. You know how to actually survive really challenging, difficult, terrible situations. And that resilience is inside you already. That ability to shift and change a dynamic or circumstance is already inside you. So what do we need to do to use that tool or to hone that tool or to add to that tool so that we can take it to the next level and recognize that now you can do it because 9 times out of 10, you're a grown up and you're capable of doing it again, right? So my brain says, how hard can it be, right? My brain says, well, like it's hard. It doesn't say it's too hard and I can't do that, right? I think there are lots of things that get in our way often when we are trying to leave a dynamic or change a circumstance. And one of those things is like, oh, how are the other people going to feel? What is it going to be like for them if I don't show up in the same way that they're used to? And I remind them, well, that they'll be okay. They've always been okay. And if they still have needs, they can meet them in other ways. Like, you don't have to do all the things for people to love you, see you, validate you, accept you. At a certain point, you're going to have to leave the atmosphere. At a certain point, you know, these humans, these attachments will either support you and really feel inspired by what you do as you start to model boundaries, as you start to communicate your needs, as you start to make changes in your life, as you leave that job that, you know, doesn't work for you anymore. People will be inspired, or they will be frustrated or dismissive or feel abandoned, and that is 100% of them problem. But oftentimes, you know, we have to make these big changes for ourselves to continue to grow, for ourselves to continue to move forward. And sometimes that feels overwhelming. Sometimes that feels really difficult and I'm not going to do it. And sometimes we have to scrap the whole project and start over. And that's okay, right? But I do recognize this this period of challenge or difficulty, this period where it feels like, you know, you are going to fall apart. And sometimes you might, and that's okay. Tacos fall apart and they're still delicious. I mean, I love a taco. That's awesome. But I think about that, right? I there are people in my life who have that idea of like, how hard can it be? And they continue to evolve. They continue to try new things. They continue to move outside of what is comfortable for them to have better experiences, to have different circumstances happen so that they are challenged and they learn new tools and skills. It's really kind of cool to watch. And so I do a series, I have done a series of either we'll shift people to every 2 weeks or to monthly or terminations. And I've been back practicing. I think I got my license renewed in August. So September, October, November, December, January, February, 6 months. I've terminated a lot of clients. Like they're done with therapy. And then, you know, we talked about the short-term clients and they're done. And I love termination day, even though it's hard and kind of sad for me. Because I get to, you know, see these people on a regular basis, but recognizing that they got better, recognizing that they have a different perspective, recognizing that they quit the job they didn't like, or they got out of that circumstance that they were not having a whole lot of fun in, or they decided to use new tools and they have better relationships with the people that they have. That's really fun for me to watch because I'm like, dope, you're good. Now, if you need me again, let me know. Water. I love those days because I recognize that clients have been able to get past that really challenging bit and get out into the vastness of space. They get to, feel more confident in themselves. They've aligned their head and their heart and their intuition. They trust themselves to that place where they know, even if this is hard, I'm going to be okay. We talk about checking your facts on a regular basis. And so, with new clients, I have to learn what the facts are in order to remind them, and then they're able to do it. But when my clients are ready to be terminated or terminate their therapy, they have learned their facts. They are adding to that bank on a regular basis. If someone asks them what's good, they know, oh, my coffee is amazing this morning. That sunset last night, incredible. I got to spend time with my pets or my family or my cousin or my loved one. They get to say, I can see light at the end of all tunnels because I know how to get through tunnels. And that's the goal, right? That's the part where I get to see that. They get to see it with me. And 9 times out of 10, we are in the same kind of awareness where they come in and they're like, I don't really have anything to talk about. I was like, I was thinking about that today, and I know that you are doing great. So let's go ahead and terminate therapy. Let's go ahead and take a pause, put a break in it, and be like, hey, if you need me again, you let me know. But right now, you're good. I love Termination Day because it really is validating for them to recognize they have the skills and abilities to move forward, that they don't need to come in and process it out anymore. They don't need my feedback or my, mirror reflection saying, hey, this is what I know you can do. They know that for themselves. They truly trust that. And they can take the next step and feel okay about it. Those are my favorite days because it's like, yeah, you're good. Go on. Get out of here. Get out of here. Those are my favorite days. I do love having that ability to sit with a client, remind them all the things, gear them up and be like, you got this. It's pretty cool. But I do recognize that you have to go through that really uncomfortable place to get to that place. And I think about it, like sometimes you have to scrap the project. Sometimes you have to start over. Sometimes you have to sit down and cry and allow yourself to heal and then get up and go and do it again. And some days, and I do recognize this, some days all feel like that. Camus, I think, wrote The Myth of Sisyphus, where this guy had to like roll a boulder up a mountain every day. Boulder would roll down the mountain, then we have to roll it back up. I love philosophy. I love the myth of Sisyphus lives in my brain like often because I do feel like sometimes it is often that tumult. It is often that challenge. It is often that difficult time where it's like, fuck, I'm rolling the same boulder up the same mountain and this is obnoxious. I often wonder. I didn't read the whole thing. It just kind of lived in my brain because I learned it in a philosophy class. And I do recognize that a lot of people sometimes feel that way. And I wonder what happens if you just stop rolling the boulder up the mountain. Like, what happens? Probably nothing. Like, it's fine. But I don't know that, and we don't know that until we stop. If you are fighting a battle that you fight every day and expecting a different result, then, definition of insanity. What happens if you don't? And I do that awareness, right, with clients often when they feel like the relationship dynamics that they're in are tumultuous or challenging, that there's always conflict or arguing. I say, okay, what would happen if you didn't? If that person is already spinning out and uncomfortable and angry and whatever, what happens if you don't engage? Well, I've never done that before. Let's try that. because you have engaged, you do continue to fight with them, it does not get resolved, or, we do this like stonewalling thing, and then we just go on with our day. We put, put everything under the rug and then back, good luck. What would happen if you didn't? What would happen if you just did not engage, did something different, did not roll it up the mountain? Well, what they start to observe is the other person doesn't have a sparring partner and it slows down. If it ramps up and then you get other information, then you get to make different decisions, right? But it's not until we do something different and we change ourselves, then the circumstances change. And that is difficult. It's a challenge. Yes, how hard can it be? It can be fucking hard. And, sometimes we just have to trust that, like, all right, I don't know. I remember thinking about graduate school in 2009, eight or nine. And my girlfriend said, how do you see your life? What do you want for yourself? And I said, I don't know. I want to be my own boss. I want to run my own thing. I want to be able to, I don't know, create change. And she said, you could be a therapist. I said, you're insane. That sounds weird. She's like, people tell you stuff, Stella. They always have. I was like, all right, how hard can it be? I got my letters of recommendation together. I wrote a letter of intent and I applied. And I got in. And then some shit hit the fan and I had to quit in the first semester. That was not my favorite. And so, yeah, it was that first semester and I ended up quitting, or I took a break and then I went back in the summer. But it was hard and it sucked. And I did it, right? And so then every semester after that, passed finals, took tests, learned skills, did things. And that was cool. Like I was able to do it, but it was not easy. I'm not gonna say that it was like fucking magical. How hard can it be? Pretty hard. And then I did it. So what I've learned is hard happens and you can continue to work through the difficult, challenging thing. I have lots of people, like I said, in my life who have done really hard and challenging things, who have left circumstances and situations that they didn't think they could, who have left New Mexico and went and done other things, who have left, the country and had other experiences. We have this mentality that we have to stay the same. And not all of us do. Like some of us are wanderers, some of us are explorers, some of us like to go to space and see what would happen. And that doesn't make anybody better than anybody else, but and it does give you the opportunity to change circumstances, especially in your family dynamics or in your work dynamics or wherever you're struggling or uncomfortable. At some point, the discomfort of change is more appealing than the discomfort of staying stuck. That's just true. And so people, like I said, aren't going to come to my office and be like, everything's fucking great. They're going to be like, this sucks. And I want something different. Okay, well, different is going to be using tools. Different is going to be making difficult, challenging decisions. Difficult is going to be choosing yourself and building a solid relationship with you so that you can trust yourself to take the next step. That's different and difficult. But how hard could it be? We're about to find out. It turns out it's not that hard. I mean, it is obviously challenging. But I do recognize that, like, in order to get to space, you gotta do all the prep, all the hard work, all the training, all the things. You gotta trust the engineers that are in you. You've got to trust the equipment, and then you gotta go for it. How are you gonna know if you don't even try? And so that's where I say to clients, like, I'm here. I've got you. We're gonna do this. You're gonna have to do the hard stuff, but I got you. And it again, termination day is my favorite day because then it's like, cool, go. I know you've got this, and I know that you can do the hard things because I've already seen you do them. And they start to believe in themselves, and they start to go, yeah, I can do the hard things. And they talk to, their family or their accountability buddies or whoever they need to say, hey, I'm gonna do this hard thing. Can you just spot me? And it's awesome. And so I love the people who, kind of show up in that Elle Woods way. What, like it's hard? It's funny now because now I've done like really challenging, difficult, hard things. And like I said, I love my 17-year-old self. I love my 25-year-old self. I love my 7-year-old self. All of the selves. I posted a picture on my stories. I bought an Ana Alvarado art piece, and it's a woman holding a child, and they look very similar. Called Unbreakable Bond. And I would be a mother-daughter, but for me, when I purchased it, when I saw it, and I was like, oh my God, that's amazing, it was me holding my younger self. It's a beautiful piece, and I have it hanging in my room, and I see it every day. And for those of you who know me, I love art. So having pieces that inspire me on a regular basis in my, in my space make me feel really good. Anyway, yeah, I love all the versions of myself who did the really hard things to teach me how to do really hard things now, because I don't freak out at them as much. I still freak out a little bit. I'm like, wow, that's gonna suck. But I do it anyway because how hard can it be? I've been through really hard things. I've done really difficult, challenging, awful stuff, and it's been okay. And if it wasn't okay, I learned a lot from it, and I still am okay. So that is what I'm going to say to you today, is that the whatever you feel like is insurmountable or very difficult or challenging, as you look at it, I want you to go, how hard can it be? I've done hard stuff before, and I've been able to overcome the really hard things. Do I need support? Yes. Do I need to stop and maybe rest before I go on to the next step? And do I trust myself enough to get through this really difficult thing? If you don't yet, maybe you need to talk to a couple of people, just saying words. But recognize that there are versions of you that have already done really difficult things. There are versions of you that have gone through those really difficult, challenging bits, and they are the ones who are going to keep you safe going through this next one. Sometimes it feels like you're not going to be able to make it. You will. You always have. Anyway, that is your nugget. Super excited about all the things that are happening. Like I said, came on a little bit early today because I've got some clients this afternoon. I am moving my office, and so I will not be downtown or in Rio Rancho starting in April. I will just be on the west side, and I will let you guys know when you call me and schedule an appointment. I do have some spots left because obviously termination, moving clients out. If you need to get a hold of me, lx2.cod.coach@gmail.com. You can reach me here on Instagram. You can reach me on Facebook. If you Google Luna X2 LLC, you'll be able to find my website and my information. I will talk to you very soon. Thank you so much to everybody who's listening and just participating in the situation. I am so grateful for all of the humans. So I'll talk to you soon. Take care. All right, we have ended the video and we are ending the podcast. Thank you again to everyone who is listening. Do the hard thing. I believe in you. You've got this. I will talk to you next week.